timing is particularly appropriate in view of the recent tragic events in Myanmar, and it is one of the many weather, climate-related events that are inflicting damage around the world. We unfortunately are seeing a dramatic increase in the number of those events.
According to the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, in their latest report, the climate scientists now say with 90% certainty that the warming we're having today, and especially in the last 50 years, is from human activity. It means we have an obligation to try to solve it and to reduce our burning of fossil fuels, and also other issues like livestock agriculture. Having a meat diet is actually also very energy consumptive.
Meat production causes 18% of all greenhouse gas emissions. That's more than all cars, trucks and ships added together, with just 14%. So if we just all cut down our meat consumption, just for one day or more than that, become a vegetarian, then we will have a sustainable and compassionate society.
Global warming is probably the most important issue facing all of us. After taking a long-term view, we're facing an extremely serious threat of major climate change. And frankly, if we allow the current growth in livestock production to continue to occur, then all of the other things that we try and do in changing the way we generate our energy is going to be cancelled out.
This is a challenge that is quite urgent. I mean, it's really urgent according to climatologists. We need to act soon, as in now.
Recent events in our world have shown how increasingly vulnerable our planet and all her inhabitants are to climate change. New scientific findings affirm each day that the time to act is now. On May the 22nd, 2008, in Seoul, South Korea, an international seminar drew together an assembly of leaders whose presence reflected the shared concern that global warming presents to the survival of us all. Participants included government officials of national, state, and city levels, major television and newspaper journalists, seasoned environmentalists, and environmental organization CEOs. Also attending were ordained monks and church reverends, artists and writers, as well as heads of organized teacher, parent, and student associations. Invited as an honored guest, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously accepted to a video conference broadcast live on Supreme Master Television to answer questions from seminar panelists. A world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Qinghai has dedicated herself to the future of the planet and its inhabitants. Throughout the years, she has encouraged a balanced life in harmony with nature, which includes a vegetarian, meaning animal-free, diet. Her example of compassion for all beings has been shown through her active concern for their existence, for the preservation of their habitat, and for the greater environment. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai brought forth new clarity to the dialogue, going to the root of climate change to reveal the one eternal message for humankind's survival, and that is love. Supreme Master Television presents a rebroadcast of this live conference with Supreme Master Qinghai in today's part two of the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming.
Our next question comes from Mr. Lee Jung-gi. Mr. Lee is chairman of the Universal Esperanto Association in Asia.
지금 우리 인류의 이 어느 문제가 대단히 심각한 상황인데 이 지구 온난화 문제를 해결하기 위해서는 인류 간의 의사소통이 대단히 중요한 과제라고 생각합니다. 금년이 유엔이 정한 세계 언어의 해인데 칭하이 선생님께서는 인류의 이 언어 문제를 어떻게 해결할 것인고 또 민족 간의 이 소통 문제에 대해서 어떤 견해를 갖고 계시는지 말씀해 주시면 고맙겠습니다.
Mr. Lee, how are you? This is a big question also. Concerning your question, because I was in Europe then and I'm European, so I wrote to the European Parliament suggesting that it's a pity Esperanto was not chosen. So maybe we should openly vote for one language in Europe, openly vote, and to see which language is the most selected, and then use that one as the European common language. And meanwhile, keeping all native language intact, so every European members would know at least two languages. One common European language, which has been selected and voted by people, and another one is their own native languages. Like this, everyone have a chance to communicate quickly, and the European Parliament would have more chance or easier to tackle the difficult job that they're doing, and also to foster understanding between European member nations. I would prefer also that we have one language in the whole world, apart from all the beautiful native language that we should keep and the culture thereof. You see, in that case, I think peace will be easier to achieve, and each one will have easier access to the other nations or other people's customs and tradition and culture, and we probably have more peace on earth because we understand each other better. But we have to be patient, Mr. Lee. This day has not come yet. I wish one day it might come. And in our lifetime. Who knows? Thank you.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai.
네, 감사합니다.
감사합니다.
Next, we have Mr. Guan Tae-hyung, who is Director of the Environment in the Green Land Department in Daegu City, South Korea.
Hi, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Hi, Mr. Guan.
I'm very happy to have a chance to ask a question. And I'm working for a local government in Korea. And as a global citizen, I appreciate you for your efforts to rescue our globe. People who know the great urgency of global warming are busy trying to solve the problem like today. However, much more people have poor perception of global warming. Even though they know the situation, they have lots of barriers in putting the truth into practice. And for example, government should try to lessen the cattle or livestock for less carbon dioxide. Instead, the government gives households subsidies to increase their income. And also, they government also makes their efforts in negotiating the imports of meat. And in this context, what is the first and best policy of government to avoid global warming? Thank you again.
감사합니다. You see, from all the consideration, from all the concrete evidence that's given to us by the United Nations research and the scientific evidence from the scientists, not to talk about moral obligation, I think, number one, we have to stop all the killings. As I have mentioned before,
we stop all the killings, stop all the harming of human and animals alike. Number two, stop all consumptions of all animals' products. Number three, encourage more virtuous lifestyle, starting from the top, means starting from the leaders themselves. I know I'm asking for the moon, but since you ask me, I have to tell you the only solution we must follow. Number four, turn people to more religious-minded, meaning they should remember more about God. The government have to involve. Do not say politics is separate from religion. They must encourage people to go more to the church or to pray more at home together, to read the Bibles, to study really what Jesus said to them, to practice really what the Buddha told us, to practice really what Guru Nanak told us, what Prophet Muhammad wants us to do. We have to study truly our religious Bible and practice what is taught therein, not just reading. And number five, we have to repent and pray for heaven grace. We have to ask for forgiveness from heaven and from all beings for all the harm that we have done to them. And the powerful collective, positive and loving power of the whole world will repel darkness that are coming toward us, that is facing us right now. That's the only solution I have. I hope my words are falling into some wise ears, and I hope people are doing it. I'm not sitting here as a religious head or as a moral person. I'm sitting here as your co-citizen, and I'm telling you truthfully from my heart, that is the only solutions we must take. Even despite all the scientific development, despite all the means, the physical means that we try to elevate, the farming technique or the adaptation to the climate change, that will not do for a long run if our spiritual value is not up to the expectation of human's value. That is not up to heaven's standard. We must turn our life around. We must. I don't say anybody should follow me. No need. Just study your Bible and act accordingly. All the Bibles tell us, all the scriptures of religion in the world tell us, we have to love one another, we have to be compassionate to all beings, including animals. That's all there is, compassion. Love one another and compassion. That's very simple. Love. Love your neighbors. Love everyone else. Love the animals. When we love, we don't harm. When we love, we don't kill. The only religion is love. One simple solution is love. That's it. We have to follow our heart. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Supreme Master Chinghai. Our next question comes from Mr. Nishihara Mitsuotsu, who is an environmental entrepreneur based in Japan.
僕は日本の京都に住んでおります。現在地球のあちこちで地震とサイクロン、洪水などが発生して大きな被害をもたらしております。日本も常に地震が大変多く、地震国ですね。で、こういう地震にの原因といいますか、地球温暖化の、その気象変化によって自然災害がその頻度が増すという、そういうまた頻度の以外に規模、その規模がさらに大きくなっていると思われます。チンムさん様のご意見、ご見解をお聞きしたいと思います。よろしくお願いいたします。
Yes, 9 out of 10disaster because of global warming, according to UN and scientists.
Thank you, Supreme Master Chinghai, for your answer.
The next person is Mr. Jung Chang-yeol, Mr. Jung is president of the student body at Seoul National University.
안녕하십니까, Mr. Ching-hai.
Hello.
Hello. 일단 먼저 칭하이 마스터의 고견을 들을 수 있어서 참 영광을 생각합니다. 지금 우리는 터닝포인트에 있다고 생각합니다. 지금 이 시점에 우리가 바뀌지 않는다라면 인류의 미래는 좀 암울할 수밖에 없겠지요. 그래서 각계에서 이렇게 많은 노력을 기울이고 있는데요. 그래서 제가 오늘 그 질문 드리고 싶은 것은 우리의 어떤 대처에 대해서 여쭤보고 싶습니다. 현재 좀 온난화 방지에 대한 그 노력이 사실상 시민단체나 학계를 중심으로 이루어졌다고 보고 있고요. 비교적 공공부문의 노력이 좀 미진한 것으로 보이고 있습니다. 그러니까 실제로 사실 연구기관이지만 그 국립기관인 서울대학교의 전기사용료 같은 경우도 그 1, 2위를 다툽니다. 그리고 또 정부 청사라든가 기관의 소비량 또한 매우 많다고 볼 수 있죠. 하지만 무작정 소비를 줄인다고 그 능사는 아니라고 생각합니다. 제가는 좀 공공부문이 특히 정부가 정책적인 차원에서 어떤 노력을 기울여야 될지에 대해서 여쭤보고 싶습니다.
As I have mentioned before, we have to tackle the root of the problem. The root of problem is the cause of global warming. And that root is our unkindness to our co-inhabitants. Every action provokes a reaction. And this is very scientific. You see, if we sow an apple seed, we will get an apple tree. And from that apple tree, after a while, it will bear apple fruit for us. This is a circle of life. If we kill, we cannot expect life from it. Every action bears the same fruit afterward. It's not religious speaking. It is scientific. So now the root of our problem is that we have been unkind to our co-inhabitants, the living, feeling, walking, acting, loving beings like animals of all size and shapes. And we have also been unkind to our environment. So we have been massacring our co-inhabitants, animals, and we have been destroying our environment, like deforesting and destroying the water and destroying the air. From all this, we cannot expect a better outcome. So in order to solve the problem that we are facing right now, we have to reverse our actions. We have to be kind to our co-inhabitants. Instead of killing them, massacring them, sacrificing them, we have to take care of them, to be kind to them, look after them. And instead of deforestation, we have to plant trees again, take care of whatever environment that we have. And instead of polluting the planet, the air, we have to turn to, friendly energy and sustainable energy. Just reverse our actions. I think we have to come together as a people to let the government know what we want. Write to the government, all of you, all of the people. The people have to understand that the government also have their own problem. Yes. There's no problem greater than saving our lives and the lives of the next generation. If everyone realized this, then we would drop everything else. Everything that is not useful to us. Everything that is not kind and conducive to our living here and our next generation's life. We have to change. We have to drop it. Drop it like a hot cake, like a hot potato, because it burns you. No matter what everyone else say, no matter how much you lose, you have to drop the hot plate because it hurts you. Global warming is like a hot plate, iron hot burning plate. We must take care. If the government do not take care, the people just take care, just become vegetarian, refuse all the animals' products, then nobody will raise animals anymore. Nobody will kill them anymore. Then we stop the physical harmful effect of animal stock raising, which is number one cause for our climate change. And that's the only one that we as individual can immediately contribute. We can change it. No need to wait for the government. We do it. The people have to take actions, and then perhaps the government will come along with it. If the government doesn't lead you, you lead the government. There's no need to sit there blaming each other. But you see, it's up to everyone to choose what they want. As I have told many times, God gives us free will. I respect that also. So I can only inform, I can only give my opinion, but the people have to do it. Because the people have God inside them. They have wisdom. They have understanding. It just, they have to choose to use it. Now, we have to do more than that. It's not fast enough right now. It is urgent. You see, the killing of animals will be the killing of ourselves and our next generation. That is the fact. Like attract like. What we sow, so shall we reap. There's no need to even talk about religious scriptures. It's just a fact like that. Thank you. Your question is very intelligent. I hope you spread the constructive news to your fellow students and more people. We need you. Thank you, Mr. Jung.
고맙습니다.
God bless you.
Ms. Hong is a Korean novelist, and actually she just has a comment, not a question she would like to share.
It's an honor to know you, Ms. Novelist, a writer, huh? Thank you for coming, for your concern.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
저는 작가인데 한동안 글을 쓰지 않았습니다. 그러다가 칭하이 무상사님의 내 인생의 개를 읽게 되었습니다. 처음에는 너무 재밌다가 막 웃기도 하고 애들하고 막 뒹굴면서 연극을 하듯 읽기도 했습니다. 그러다가 서너 번 읽다가 허미트에게 이상하게 애정이 갔습니다. 허미트 눈빛을 보니까 무언가 저에게 묻는 것이었습니다. 우리 동물들에게도 영혼이 있는 것을 믿니? 저는 믿어 하고 즉각적으로 대답을 했습니다. 그런데 이상하게 그날부터 저에게 어떤 영감이 떠오르기 시작하는 것이었습니다. 그런데 영감이 너무 넘쳐 흐르니까 어느 날 저는 자연스럽게 글을 다시 쓰게 너무나 영감이 넘쳐 흐르니까 어느 날에는 하루 종일 쓰기도 했습니다. 그런데도 피곤하지가 않았고 너무나 단순하고 너무 즐겁게 쓰고 있습니다. 그래서 저는 옛날에 글을 쓰는 것이 아주 한 줄 한 줄 피를 짜내듯 쓰고 굉장히 힘들게 쓰는 작가인데 이번에는 아주 즐겁고 유쾌하고 그러다가 약간 지치면 다시 칭하이 무상사님의 내 인생의 개를 읽습니다. 그러면 아주 마음이 유쾌해지고 즐겁고 이렇게 하면서 지금 아주 즐겁게 쓰고 있습니다. 저에게 예술적 감성을 주는 내 인생의 개를 펴내신 칭하이 무상사님께 감사를 드립니다.
You're welcome, Mrs. Hong. And I'm glad that your writing career is soaring again. I wish you all the success. And you know what? The animals will help you. We inspire you more from inside your heart. As you already see, they will do more to help you. I have told you, animals are our helpers. It is stated in the Christian Bible that the animals are our helpers and friends. Now you believe, huh? 감사합니다. I'm so happy about that. I'm so happy that my dog's book helped you. It will help many other people. It will help all the people who read them. That's why I wrote them. The reason I wrote the books so that people understand more about our animal friends and make use of their help and their blessing. They are angels in disguise. Also, so that people will have more understanding and respect for our co-inhabitants, so that they do not commit the very unkind and detrimental act of killing our helpers and our friends. That's the purpose of my books. I'm happy that at least I heard some fruitful outcome of it. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you so much. Kamsa Amida. And I have other books, you know, right? The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wild. Maybe you should also read them. Well, they're not in Korean yet. Wow.
By the way, Master, we thought maybe you'd like to know that The Dogs in My Life has become a number one bestseller here in Korea.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Kamsa Amida. Thank you all the involved persons who make it happen. And thank you all the readers for your support. They will help you. The animals will help you. Just tune in. Just be kind. Calm your mind and tune in, and you know what the animals are as angels. Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai.
For the past 3 weeks, it has been the bestseller in one of the largest Korean bookstore chain, Kyobo Bookstore.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Korea. Oh, that's the only book that translated into Korean, huh? Yet, huh? Apart from my spiritual book. Okay, I'm so happy. This will help humans and animals.
The next question comes from Mr. Jung Ungi.
예, 반갑습니다. 이렇게 뵙기 어려운 분을 영상으로나마 뵙게 돼서 개인적으로 궁금한 걸 좀 여쭤보고 싶습니다. 지금 오늘 지구 온난화에 대한 주제도 결국은 이것을 해결하기 위해서는 사람 개개인의 영적인 능력 또 종교성 이런 것들이 많이 성장이 되는 것이 밑바탕이 되어야 한다는 그런 말씀이신 것 같습니다. 그런 견지에서 현재 지금 그 티벳 관련 문제인데요. 티벳에서도 지금 중국과 티벳 민족과 굉장한 다툼이 있었고 또 여러 불상사가 있었습니다만 그것도 역시 밑바탕에 깔린 것은 티베트인들의 영성이나 종교성을 지키려고 하는 마음 같습니다. 그래서 정말 궁금해서 여쭤보는 건데 칭하이 무상사님이시라면 님께서 지금 티벳 사람이고 어떤 것을 결정할 수 있다면 개인의 영성을 지키면서 하기 위해서 어떻게 하시겠는지 아니면 제 3자 입장에서 티벳 사태를 어떻게 보시는지라도 들어보고 싶습니다.
Hello, Mr. Jung. For all the conflicts in the world to stop, humanity, as you said, has to evolve into a higher spiritual level. Not just China and Tibet, but humanity as a whole. We have to return to our great self, that is the real spiritual being, as a compassionate being and a fellow human citizen. We are here to help each other. We are here to elevate each other, to enlighten each other, and to hold each other's hand to walk towards a more noble and higher goal in life. It's not just Buddhism, it's not just Christianity. Each one of us, we have to live as a true human being. Even if we do not believe in any religion, we must live as a noble being. Because look around us. We are the best. We are the crown of the creation. We are the leader of the pack. We are the most intelligent, you know? Physically speaking, compared to our brothers and sisters, animals. So we have to act like one. We have to act like a noble one, an intelligent one, and a helpful one, and a loving big brothers and sisters. So long as we do that, we will have peace among nations. We will have love, which Jesus has taught, which Buddha wants to remind, which other prophets wanted to tell us. I'm very sorry that there are conflict in the world. It breaks a piece of my heart every day. All the prophets has come down to our earth and trying to tell us the same thing. Love your neighbors. Respect all creations. Remember God. Okay, suppose we don't remember God. We don't believe in God. Fine, but we have to live here with each other. We must be kind to each other. That is the very basic duty of all of us. So the conflicts will be everywhere if we don't live according to that. If we don't love our neighbors, be it a nation or a race of people. That's all our neighbors. Mr. Jung, your concern is my concern. But what am I to tell you that I have not told you already? What am I to tell you that all the great person in the world who graced our planet in the past have not told us already? Now it's just time we practice. We practice compassion like the Buddha. We practice love like Christ. We practice brotherhood like taught by Prophet Muhammad and other great teachers of the past and even present. Mr. Jung, you pray, okay? You pray with us for humanity to elevate themselves. Then conflict will be no more.
Thank you, Supreme Master Chinghai.
Kamsahamnida. That's very simple. Love. Love your neighbors. Love everyone else. Love the animals. When we love, we don't harm. When we love, we don't kill. The only religion is love. One simple solution is love. That's it. We have to follow our heart.
It was a pleasure having you with us today. Part 3 of this rebroadcast of the live conference, the SOS International Seminar on Global Warming, with special guest Supreme Master Chinghai, will air tomorrow, so please tune in. Up next is a journey through aesthetic realms right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May you have a blissful life under God's grace.